Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Thursday. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines, and we say hello now to one of our favorites, Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them, and he's presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? I mean, hey, things are perking up, man. This is a red-hot Predators team that you guys are going to talk about. You know, what are the winners are like, what, three of four or some
three stretch? Of four?
And now they get, yep. Yeah, now they get a chance to play a pathetic last place team called the Florida Panthers. So, I mean, things are really perking up.
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to Philip Forsberg yesterday, and we were talking about the, you know, the three of four. And then it's like, oh, by the way, now you got to go to the Panthers, which is a tough place to play right now, and Raleigh with the Hurricanes. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier. And then Colorado comes to town. So that should be interesting. But, yeah, I mean, they're the guys that need to be putting the puck in the back of the net are. Steven Stamkos has woken up. And then you got some rookies that are making a contribution as well. So who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, listen, it's nice to see a heartbeat, you know, and it's nice to see a little bit of upward momentum. And listen, man, at this point, it's the kind of thing that can start saving jobs, if you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Let's hope it continues.
So let me ask you this, because so many times when, you know, and I'll say it with this situation. I think everybody around the league is looking at Barry Trotz and ultimately going, what are you doing? Why have you not made a coaching change? Going back to last year, I think everybody kind of feels that way. And he has been steadfast that he believes in Andrew Brunette. He wants to see this through. They got a plan. They're going to stick to the plan. So let's say that he's right and we're all wrong. And that eventually, and I'm not saying this year, but they get better this year. They go through another draft cycle and free agent cycle. And then all of a sudden, the young talent and everything starts to click with Andrew Brunette as the coach. Is he going to get the credit he should get for being right? Or are we just going to go, okay, well, they rebounded and now they're better again?
No, he should get the credit for it. I mean, anytime that the GM can be this patient with someone and actually have it pay off, then obviously it's to the GM's credit. And, you know, you see it around the league all the time when it just seems like the pressure is building and building and building towards a team, you know, breaking up its team. And then all of a sudden things start to change. I mean, I'll give you an example right now in Boston with Don Sweeney. I mean, they started a sell-off process last year with guys like Brad Marchand and Brandon Carlo and others. And there's other guys in that team, Pavel Zacha being one of them, where people were like, how do you not trade this guy? And you know, I think in Boston, they were saying, look, I think we could be a little bit better than people think. And lo and behold, by not completely blowing things up, they're, you know, a team contending for a playoff spot right now under a new coach. So patience can sometimes be a virtue for a general manager. And I think if things somehow do turn out for the better in Nashville, it'll be to Barry's credit for not having slammed his hand on the panic button quite yet.
Right. Greg, this Colorado team, I was looking yesterday. I mean, 19-1, I don't really deal with the overtime losses, but they've lost one game in regulation, and now we're getting December. I mean, not to say how good is this team, but, I mean, they're playing at a level that unlike we've probably seen in a long time.
Yeah, since that Bruins team a few years back that set records for regular season wins and points in the regular season, we haven't seen a team this dominant this early as Colorado. And their record in their first 23 games was pretty similar to that of that Boston team. I'm actually seeing them tonight. I'm excited. I haven't seen them live yet. They're playing the Islanders here in New York, so I'm going to get a chance to see what this looks like in person. You know, on paper, it's just been dominant. You know, leading the leading team in offense, the leading team in defense. Their goaltending has been really, really good. Wedgewood's hurt right now, but Blackwood's back, and he's playing tonight. And then, you know, as we covered in our NHL Awards Watch on ESPN.com today, Nathan McKinnon's running away with the MVP award, and Kel McCarr is the unanimous choice right now for best defenseman. So, you know, their stars are playing like stars. Everything seems to be clicking in the way that it should click. And there are teams, I think, in this conference that on paper are deeper. Like, if you look at Dallas top to bottom when they're healthy, I think they might have a deeper team. But it all comes down to execution, and right now no one's executing on the level that Colorado is.
Can Sidney Crosby just go away? I mean, he's got 18 goals. The Pens are playing better. We don't like him in Nashville. Just go away.
No, I think much like with Ovechkin, you want to savor every moment you get with these guys actually playing good hockey and being relevant. And in the case of Crosby, like I'm all for the Penguins' resurgence this year under their coach Dan Muse. Because like life is better when the Penguins are a little bit more dangerous than they've been. I want to see Crosby play in the playoffs, whether it was going to be in Pittsburgh or somewhere else. I think if there's any like bummer about this season, it's that they've been this good. And all the rumors and content farming that go along with Sidney Crosby's potential availability via trade go by the wayside when the Penguins are this relevant. So look, I don't know if it ultimately needs a playoff spot, but I do know that they're probably good enough right now where, you know, Gino and Sid are probably not going to move during this regular season and are going to try to keep pressing for the Penguins to make the playoffs.
Greg Wyshynski is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. You know, it is interesting. We're in December, and there has not been a coaching change in the NHL to this point. How surprised are you by that? And besides Nashville, because I know a lot of people still have Nashville as being the first one, you know, what team could be a candidate to make a move sooner rather than later?
Yeah, you know, that I think that's a combination of, like, bad teams having recently hired guys. You think about the disaster right now in Vancouver, for example. I mean, they have a new coach there. The two that are sort of interesting to me now. Clearly, a lot of people probably think that Ryan Huska with the Calgary Flames might be in trouble. I actually think that if you look under the hood of the Flames, they're not playing terrible hockey. Yeah. It's just that they're not getting a lot of goaltending and their offense hasn't necessarily produced results when it needs to. But the two that I'm looking at are Lindy Ruff in Buffalo, because once again, Buffalo is Buffalo in right now, and that's a very sad thing for the NHL. It's been waiting for over a decade for this team to be relevant, and they're just not. And then Craig Berube with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, you know, Berube goes there to try to, you know, toughen up this team and make them better. And, you know, I think as they get healthier, they're still missing some pieces, and their goaltending's been very inconsistent this year. There's still a chance that they could turn this thing around and be a playoff team. But we all know what the pressures in Toronto are for a team that's struggling, and if his message isn't resonating, it could be Berube that pays the price up there.
And, I mean, it's pretty obvious if they do that, they go Pete DeBoer, right?
I don't know, man. Like, I feel – let me tell you where I think DeBoer would be the most interesting coach, is I think he'd be the most interesting coach in Los Angeles. Like, he knows the lay of the land of the Western Conference. You know, Jim Hiller, I'm still unsure what the love affair with Jim Hiller is in the Los Angeles Kings, although they've played pretty well under him this year. You know, that's a roster that has some, I think, upward mobility in that conference under the right circumstances. Now, granted, the right circumstances could easily just be don't play Edmonton in the first round. But, you know, DeBoer out in L.A. seems like it could be a more of an interesting situation than DeBoer in Toronto. But again, like, it also could just be DeBoer sitting on his hiney, earning $4 million this year to do nothing. If I was in his shoes, that's probably the path I'd take, and then reevaluate things next season.
An interesting one for sure. Greg, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, and he's presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about a cool thing going on this holiday season with one of our favorite partners. We'll do that coming up here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines on 102.5 The Game.